to me wonderful words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida. Hello, greetings again. My name is Pastor Chaco Varghese. I am from Parkland, Florida. We are transmitting this message, we thank you for listening this hour. May the Lord make it useful and reachful to anyone who listened to this message. I have been speaking about the kingdom of God, the establishment of God's kingdom through His Son, Jesus Christ. And the main headline, heading on to this topic is that God's eternal plan. In God's eternal plan, the redemption of humanity, we talked about it. We talked about before that the fall of the first heaven and earth and the recreation, and then we talked about the fall of man, and then we talked about the deliverance of humanity. See, this is in order as it is in the text in the Bible, that God had created His creation history and then the history of human, and His rebellion, His fall, and then the generation of humanity. When you come to the book of Genesis chapter 10, and table of nations, how the nations split apart and went their own ways, and families and nations and communities and all those, how the world evolved with people. Praise the Lord. Now we have come to the point when God, His eternal plan of redemption of humanity, we talked about Jesus Christ and His mission in this planet Earth, and He gave us eternal life. Now we also come to the point where how God will redeem our bodies, physical body as well. So, because we continue that He is preparing citizens of kingdom. Now, we talked about God want His kingdom come, right? In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6, verse 6, there we see that Jesus prayed to the Father. He taught this prayer to His disciples. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. See, altogether, heaven and earth, the whole heavens, we're talking about heavens, we're not just talking about the place God resides, which is supposedly, we believe, is the third heaven. We're talking about the second heaven, the first heaven, and the earth. We are talking about the galaxies, the entire universe. Everything belongs to God. God owns it. Praise the Lord. So we first want to talk about God's children who are going to be the citizens of this kingdom of God. See, God ultimately want to take control of this universe. Now, you may ask, somebody may ask me, why in the world it took that long? Praise the Lord. Now, it is too long for you and me, because our lifetime is very short. When we measure the time with our human lifetime, we have a very long time. Praise the Lord. Even very long time is only 60, 70, 80, or 90. Some live 100 or a little more. Praise the Lord. Now that is not enough. The time is very short. Our times are very short. We are like the grass which is shooting up in the morning and fading up in the evening. It, as it says in the song of Moses, when he was grieving and crying to God concerning the death of his brother Aaron, our time is very short. Our time is very little. Saint Augustine states in his book of Confessions of Saint Augustine that, Lord God, your days, many of your days are passed. Many of our fathers' days are passed in your one day. Your one day is very long, but many of our days, our parents, forefathers, passed away within that time of your one day. Now look at how big God is, how great God is, how big His time. His time is longer than our time. And God has a longer plan, not a short plan. It's not like a grass just shooting up yesterday and dying today. He has a longer time. He takes His time for His work to be finished. And He is a long, long suffering and very patient God. He gave time for humanity to confess. He gave time for us to forgive, forget, and forgive others. And we ask God for forgiveness. Jesus taught this prayer. He said, you don't forgive to those who are your debtors. Those who have committed wrong to you, you will not be forgiven by the Heavenly Father. So you need to be forgiving to others. You ask God for forgiveness. And those who pray that way and they accept Him will become His children. Those who believe in His name, Jesus Christ, who is the Son of the living God, came to this earth and gave His life, paid a penalty for your sin. You believe in His name, your sins will be forgiven. And you repent and forgive. Praise God. So, kingdom of God through Jesus Christ. Jesus prayed this prayer, I repeat again. Father, your kingdom come. Your will be done in this earth as it is in heaven. So they need a repentant, pure and holy and transformed heart who will be His children. This heart can understand the King of the Kingdom and kingdom principles. First foundation of this kingdom is love. Our Lord Jesus Christ has planted this kingdom. He brought this kingdom to this earth where there was hatred, anger, violence, all those things. But He planted His kingdom in love. A repented and saved heart has love, compassion, sharing, caring natures. Love can continue to build the members of the kingdom. Caring and sharing are the other two ingredients. If love is the building block, caring and sharing are the fillings between the building blocks, the space between the building blocks. If love, Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you. Luke 17:21. It's in your heart. If you accepted Jesus Christ, you have received the kingdom and you will become the member of the kingdom of God. Which I said again and keep going to repeat, God's eternal plan to take control of His kingdom. Take control of His kingdom through His Son, Jesus Christ. And what kingdom of God is, not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Romans 14:17-20. I repeat this. Kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So the kingdom of God is built with the people who achieved righteousness by faith in Jesus Christ. By faith alone, you don't need to do any action. Now, I would say, yes, you do have to do action, which is by faith, Because of your faith, you have to accept Christ, and then you need to accept him publicly by baptizing in the water. Immersing in the water and rising from the water shows that you died with Christ in your sins, and you buried under the earth by going down to the water. Now you're rising, you're living with him. Christ Jesus said these final words to his disciples, "Go and preach the gospel all the world. Those who believe and baptized will be saved." Now, baptism is a part of salvation. Now, some believe that you don't need to be baptized to be saved. Now, that depends. If you have time left, you saved, you accepted Christ by faith. If you have time, you didn't die, you're living, you must get baptized. Because if you did not get a chance to get baptized, then the thief on the cross, he didn't have time to get baptized. You can tell him all the rules and regulations, but he didn't have time to get baptized. So Jesus told him, "You will be with me in paradise today." So those who did not get a chance, it's acceptable. It's a common sense. But if you have time, you must get baptized. In the book of Acts, when Apostle Peter preached in the chapter 2, when he preached, you see the book of all who heard and they convicted, they accepted, they repented and they accepted Jesus Christ. They obeyed the word of God and they baptized the same day. So those who believe and baptize will be saved. Those are the ones in the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. So the kingdom of God is built with people who achieved righteousness by faith in Jesus Christ. And the righteousness is achieved by faith in Christ and by faith alone. In Ephesians 2:8, very famous verse, it says, "Because of grace, by faith, you are saved, which has nothing of you." There's no saying that you have done something. It's a grace of God that he gave you the faith. That faith in you, you have, you accepted. You use that faith to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. Peace from trusting in Jesus and God, and joy from the Holy Spirit in their hearts. See, as you accept the Lord, the Holy Spirit comes in, give you joy and peace and righteousness. So the three in one God lives in their heart. Basically, God built his kingdom by and through the people who became his children by their faith in Jesus Christ. As the members of the kingdom grow, as the kingdom grow in hearts of people. Kingdom of God is within you, as I said before. Jesus talked about the kingdom of God through parable. Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is like a mustard seed, talking of which a man took and planted in his field. Through it is, though it is the smallest of all seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of the garden plants and became a tree, and birds of the air come perched in the branches." This is exactly like the kingdom started out like. In comparing, in the beginning, there are so many other established institutions in the world, and kingdom of God start small from Jesus. But at the end, when Jesus returns, as establishing his kingdom physically, materially, it will be the largest kingdom in the universe. All the other kingdoms will fail. Every country, every president, every politician, they're all going to fail. But one kingdom will establish. Jesus will return. Jesus will come, praise the Lord, and he will establish his kingdom physically. Now the groundwork was already done. The people are ready. The people who are the members of the kingdom, the citizens of the New Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Like Jesus said, the birds of the air, which are the people and their kingdoms, comes and live under his kingdom. Now, in this mustard seed parable, it grew like a big tree in the world, that Jesus' kingdom will grow without any colors or any size or any tribe, any race. This kingdom grew. And when Christ returned to establish his kingdom, then his people, he'll live with him and minister to him. And they rule the world above the rulers of the world. At the time, the birds of the air, here we are talking about what Jesus said, are the people who left in the earth after the Armageddon war. The nations came and fought against kingdom of Jesus when Jesus came to establish it. When he came to save the Jewish nation, the leftover remnant of Jews who believed in Jesus repented, looked at his wound and cried out, and they repented and they accepted the Lord. Them and the children of God who went to heaven, when they return with Christ, they all together will be the kingdom of God. And under the kingdom of God, this big tree flourished. There will be nations who came to fight against Israel and Jesus. Those who died, they were buried, and their leftover people in the world, they will live under this tree. This tree is the kingdom of God. This kingdom of God is the people and the new Jerusalem, and new Israel. We will be the new kingdom, and we are the big tree. And under this tree, in the branches, which are the branches, we are the branches of that tree. And then these people will live under our protection. In that 1,000-year ruling of Jesus Christ, the people of the world who left over after the Armageddon war, they will be living with safety, covering and protection under our King, our great King, Jesus Christ. Jesus said this parable, mentioning that how the kingdom of God will grow. He also said another parable, Jesus, concerning the kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into a large amount of flour until it worked all through the dough. The flour is the multitude of people, where the yeast is the word of God, the message of the kingdom, going through until the large multitude or the large dough is influenced and changed and became like one dough. The dough has the yeast in it. It became multiplied, changed, and became one dough, one-minded people. Jesus also said a parable comparing kingdom of heaven with a treasure. When a man found it, he hid it again. Then in his joy, he went and sold all he has and bought that field. This parable explains the value of the treasure. And the kingdom of God is much valuable like a treasure. So just have the kingdom of God in their heart. A person will sell everything he has. The kingdom of God is first in the person's heart. So the person give out or sell out all the other desires of his heart, and he receive the kingdom principle. Again, Jesus said the kingdom of God or kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of the great value, he went away and everything he had and bought it. This parable is similar to the one before. It is about how valuable, how pricey the kingdom of God is. that a person will sell or get rid of everything he or thought valuable and important in order to acquire kingdom of God. To acquire or purchase means to receive it in their heart. That is why it is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. It's a joy that you are in the kingdom of God. It's a joy that you have eternal life. It's a joy that you will live with God and Jesus forever and ever. That's what we are calling you to come to the kingdom of God if you have still did not receive the kingdom of Jesus Christ. It can be simply be done by calling upon Jesus, calling upon God and say, God, forgive my sins. Make me your child. I accept Jesus Christ. He died for my sins. I believe that he died for me. And make me your child. Make me my heart pure and holy. Send me the Holy Spirit in me. Then Jesus Christ, the Father God, will give you the eternal life. Now, if we think of kingdom of God, is there anything important and valuable than that? Because everything we have in this world can be lost. And kingdom of God will stand. Enter into the kingdom of God easy when we lesser materials in the world. When we carry lesser richness, lesser materials, lesser wealth, it's easy to enter into the kingdom of God. That's what Jesus said that one time. A rich man came and he said, what should I do to enter the kingdom of God? He said, you sell everything. Did you follow the commandments? Yes, I follow them from childhood. Well, you have one thing short. You go and sell everything you have and give it to the poor and then come and follow me. This man was very rich and he became very sad that he did not want to give up his wealth. And he left unhappy. So he said that a rich man to enter the kingdom of God, it is even easier for a camel enter through a needle hole. Jesus used the phrase kingdom of God and kingdom of heaven alternatively. I believe the people of kingdom of God will enter the kingdom of heaven. Praise the Lord. If you are in the kingdom of God, which Jesus was preaching about, in order to enter the kingdom of God, Jesus said, repent, because the time is at hand. The kingdom of God is here. Repent. You need to enter. In order to enter, you must repent of your sins. And the kingdom of God, then it comes down, earth as kingdom of God physically, when Jesus returned as the king. Now the kingdom of heaven will go up to those who are in the kingdom of God. As a kingdom, it will go up to heaven when Jesus returns. In the midair, I explained in the last message. And that kingdom of heaven, once it goes to heaven, there is the presence of God and all the things happen there for a 7-year period of time. The 7-year period is given in the book of Daniel and also based on the history of Jewish people belong to calculated as a 7-year period. After the 7-year period, Jesus will return to establish the kingdom of God physically. Praise the Lord. The kingdom of heaven, praise the Lord, which went up to God, to heaven, will come down as the kingdom of God. Now God established his kingdom through Jesus. So what is God says here in his message to all humanity? This is the one I esteem, he who is humble and contrite in spirit and tremble at my word. God honors those who listen to him. God honors those who listen to his word. Isaiah 66 verse 2, you need humble heart, a contrite spirit, means a broken spirit. Why do you have to be broken? You got to be broken of our condition. We are sinful people. We are perishable people. We have a very little time, short period of life in this earth, so that we need to be repenting. And in this time, I request you, if you have any prayer request, you can also send it to my email address, plikepeterrlikerobert.chackovlikevictor@gmail.com. And my address is 8187 Northwest 107 Terrace, Parkland, Florida 33076. Also, you can write or send any gift or donations for this ministry at WCNO 89.9, 2960 Southwest MAP Road, MAPP Road, Palm City, Florida 34990. Palm City, Florida 34990. May the Lord richly bless you. Thank you for listening.
Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of love.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions, or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, dot CHACKOV like Victor at gmail.com. That is PR.CHACKOV@gmail.com.
Wonderful words of love. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord and whose confidence is in him. My soul finds rest in God alone. Salvation comes through Him. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord and whose confidence is in Him. My soul finds rest in God alone. Salvation comes through Him. You alone are my salvation. My fortress, I will not be shaken. Blessed is the one who walks with the Lord and whose hope for life is in Him. The help and refuge of my soul, redemption comes through Him. But You alone are my salvation. Trust I will not be